I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
How come you never hear of something being shabby? It's always not too shabby.
Shabby.
It's not not shabby.
Hmm. It's just not too shabby.
It's not not shabby. Yeah, Mike and I picked different parts of that sentence, so that really worked out.
Yeah.
Nothing shabby?
That's a shabby coat you're wearing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's shabby, I think, of clothing.
Yeah, but you could say
like,
not too shabby about...
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that clothing looked shabby.
And even then, like, you could say not too shabby for just about anything. Like, oh, hey, it was supposed to take us 3 hours to get here, but it only took 2.5. Traffic was great. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby, yeah. Shabby? What the fuck is shabby?
It's got to be a guy's name, right?
Shabby?
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah, James Shabby.
James? No way, dude. Not too shabby means, like... I'm surprisingly impressed. It's someone who, like, does not have the outward appearance of success, but just comes through all the time. It can't be James Shabby.
What about, like, Harriet Shabby? Like, that Harriet...
Oh, I like it. Hang on.
Harriet Shabby.
No, no, no. Still, give me, like, a... Give me, like, a... Someone who grew up on the streets and, like, hustled their way through, like, I don't know, not hurting anyone, but Aladdin-style pranks, you know? Like, give me that kind of name for Shabby. Shabby could be a first name.
Dunstan, the orangutan from that movie starring Jason Alexander.
Dunstan checks in.
Yeah.
Dunstan Shabby?
Yeah.
Dunstan Shabby. Dunstan honestly, Shabby. That whole movie was about impressing people. No one thinks...
Exactly.
No one thinks a monkey can do that. Orangutan yeah. monkey, same
it's an
thing.
Ape. Excuse me.
Ape.
Yeah.
See, now I have to apologize to the apes. They can't even hear me. Like
they can hear you.
Don't you feel we've crossed into some sort of next level political correctness? Yeah, I know they can hear me, Mike. Well, what makes you ask this, Josh?
Well, because I actually saw it used as an adjective in the sense of like just a standalone adjective. It was talking about clothes.
Can I hear it in a sentence?
It was describing somebody's attire. It was in like a story slash article thing that I found on Reddit. It was like they were wearing a shabby trench coat or something like that.
Mike was almost dead on.
Yeah.
Shabby. What is so?
Shabby should be a style. A shabby trench coat should mean like you could visualize
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It looks like a really fluffy, shaggy dog to me.
How about a border frill?
I don't know what that is.
Shab.
That's
yeah. Mike, like we'll get the dog, and then on like the edges of the garment, we'll put in like a frilly whatever. Mm-hmm. Like a gold frill. To be shabby.
We're making dog hair coats. Frilly dog hair coats.
Yeah, and people will be surprised at how warm they are.
Come get our shabby coats.
Very shabby.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Tap and Johnny, Mike Bogart, and me, Josh Harrison.
Do we have any opinions on the walrus? Just as an animal?
As an animal?
I was thinking about that the other day. I get the feeling of the three of us, Mike will have a strong opinion on the walrus.
Yeah, I do.
All right, Mike, you want to just go ahead and whatever your stance is on the walrus, we'll endorse it, and then I'll get into my instead of.
I think most walruses are like kind of secretive, like low-key bullies, and I don't like it.
So we're taking an anti-walrus stance as a show?
Yes.
Or are we taking an anti-bullying stance and specifically solving the walrus problem?
Well... I guess it would be safer to go anti-bullying, but I really don't like walruses.
We've never been a safe show. Like, I'm okay taking this risk.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you so okay standing up to walruses? You're not scared of them at all?
No, I am scared of them, but I'm just saying, like, scary. Let's not go the safe route. Like, tons of people have done anti-bullying.
Right.
Like, isn't that Melania's thing? Like, that's working out so well for it. Let's do something new.
Let's bully the walrus.
Yeah.
What goes around comes around, man.
First of all, that makes no sense here, Mike. But That sounds like a real British saying, bully the walrus.
Yeah.
Bully the walrus. I don't think I want to know what that means.
Well, don't they say bully for you? Isn't that like a British thing?
Yeah, but the walrus.
Yeah, well, so we're really just only changing.
Some sort of Beatles connection somehow.
Yeah. I mean, they had I Am the Walrus.
Anyway, okay, now we are firmly, I guess, against walruses.
Yep, fuck them.
I'm not going to say that because I'm still... You guys are saying all this because you're sure that they're never going to come out of the water far enough to beat you up.
If you want to endorse, you need to get on board.
You got to pick a... You can't not pick a side.
You're waffling on walruses.
Quit waffling on walruses.
It's such a... At first, I was like, you know, I'm going to join you two, my brothers, in this. But if that's your fucking like campaign slogan, I'm going Team Walrus. Hey, guys, they're telling us to quit waffling on walruses. Let's just whoop their ass. It's super easy. We're going to win this war. Anyway, can I get to my actual question? I just wanted to have some sort of segue to the sea.
Okay.
So here's what I was thinking. Okay, listen. Are you ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
Okay, sharks are terrifying, right?
Mm-hmm. Sharks, yep. Very scary.
They do that without almost no sound associated with them. Isn't that crazy?
No, they do like the doo-doo.
That's not...
That's the sound a shark makes, isn't it?
Yeah, they hum.
That's from the feature film Jaws.
Yeah, and they got a real shark, which is how they got that sound. It was the first time that's ever been captured on...
The shark home.
Jaws was making the noise the whole time.
No, I mean, his name was William. That was the name of the shark. His character's name was Jaws.
The shark, the actor, William. Anyway, listen, here's what I was going to say. I think that they have no scary sound associated with them, but they are so scary that they should have a sound associated with them.
Okay.
So... What noise do you give a shark instead of nothing? Except let's not let Josh answer this one at the moment. Because I'm so scared he's just going to do it again, you know?
I've never been underwater like where a shark is. I don't think.
Okay.
I have a friend who's been in one of those cages in South Africa. With the great whites.
Damn.
Shit.
Yeah, diving with those sharks. And...
What's the deal there? Like, why?
I guess just because it's really scary. And you want to see... Also, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I wouldn't want it to come, like, bite the cage and stuff. But I might look at them. Maybe. Anyway, she didn't, it doesn't make us, she didn't report any sounds, but I'm imagining like when it opens its mouth, it's kind of like if you played a toilet flushing backwards, like,
oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And still,
it's a suction. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Though the sound is backwards. It pulls you in.
Yeah.
It pulls you in.
The very same.
Into right. The mouth. Bite.
Wow, that's scary, dude. Good choice. Josh, you got one?
I do. So, you know how when you're on like the highway and you're in the left lane because you're going like 10 over the speed limit or something like that?
Yeah, really zooming 10 over the speed limit on the left lane.
Well, you're like, I don't know. Like,
it's the passing lane, yeah.
Yeah.
Go a little faster. Have some fun.
Well, I don't want to get arrested.
All right, let's just put it on the record. Fastest you've ever been. While with you driving.
I have been over 100.
How much over?
I think I hit like 110 when
okay,
I hit that.
Okay, Mike?
Yeah, I think I'm around 110 probably.
I think I'm at like 125 or 130.
Because it was when you rented that car in Reno, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. And I just was zooming... Like in between canyons.
Yeah.
What car did you rent in Reno?
It was a Dodge Charger.
Oh.
No. Yeah. It was a Dodge Charger. And the guy in front of me in line was like in a real huff when he walked off. And when I got to the counter, I asked the woman, what's his problem? You know, because I thought I was in a movie. I was on a business trip. And she goes, oh, you know, he was waiting for And she like turns her head and this charger is pulling in, clearly just coming out of the car wash. And she goes, oh, sir. And before she could finish, sir, I swear to you, I like grab her hand and I go, listen, he's already gone. I'll take the car.
God damn, that's, who are you?
That's what I do on business trips, Mike. I just ball out in Dodge Chargers.
Do you have like aviators in a bomber jacket?
No. I'm telling you, I just try to live a very safe but adventurous life. Anyway, so I was zooming through the canyons. But why did I interrupt your story to ask
so
that?
So when you're going on the highway, and even if you're going fast, like even if you're going 80, 85, sometimes you have that person that's just on some sports bike that like zooms by
I know,
you
it's
at
so cool.
double your speed. Yeah. And it's just like, it sounds like a super loud bee that's just like, vroom.
Yeah.
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 That sound?
That's the sound a shark
wow.
makes.
Ooh. The whole time, even if it's like slowly swimming at you?
If it's slowly, it might go like,
oh, like an engine revving.
So it sounds like a car, basically. It's what you're
yeah,
saying.
Shit.
It sounds like a car or a fast vehicle. I got it.
Yeah.
I like that.
A shark car? Oh, I like yeah. that too.
Sharkmobile.
What if it was just La Cucaracha on repeat?
Every swish of its tail.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's where the Jaws theme came from.
This past Tuesday, I was playing some softball in my league, and we got an email that WGN News was doing a documentary about softball in Chicago. And
get out of here.
They wanted to put a Hall of Famer on our team and shoot a little footage during our
wait,
game.
Wait. A Hall of Famer from what sport?
From the Chicago like clincher softball leagues. Not a baseball Hall of Famer.
So the news found a softball Hall of Famer, and they said, we really need a story here. Let's put him on Mike's team.
Yep. Well, on Team Closing Speed, that's our name. We all had to wear our jerseys for the game.
I got to say, this is making me really think that Chicago has gotten a lot safer.
It was a little unsafe because it was the middle of a lightning storm.
Okay. Whoa, great.
We really needed the footage, I guess, because we played through it. And we got clobbered. The Hall of Famer, well, he socked a dinger in his first at bat.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and he ran so fast. And he's like 55, and he just
whoa.
Smoked it. Yeah.
Wow.
He had a mixed game otherwise. But the point is,
that's the only bright spot, isn't it, in his evening.
Well, I think he was feeling the pressure. He was feeling the pressure.
Are you at liberty to talk about it, or do you just not? Like, I know you're not trying to trash anybody, but I'm just curious, what happened the rest of the game?
We just couldn't hit. I don't know that anyone told him you only get two strikes now. So
no one told him that.
The Hall of Famer.
What do you mean no one told him that?
After the game, we're like, I'm not sure that anyone told him that. Yeah.
Did he figure it out after his first strikeout?
Did you just stay up there and try and hit it a third time?
No, he never struck out, but he was taking cuts at pitches. Maybe he wouldn't have been so liberal with the swings, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
The point is, I knew I was going to be on TV, like in the background, you know?
This sounds familiar.
Yeah, I was trying to do cool stuff. Because I've only been on TV once before, Tappan.
I was there.
What was the context?
Our school's teachers went on strike. And
strike!
We went to the school at night just to like see what was going on. And there happened to be a news crew there, and they wanted to interview us. And they used everyone's interview except mine.
just for a little bit of context before we get into how sad that was for Mike.
It was, yeah.
I lived right by the school, and we were like on our way to something, so that's why we went to a school when school wasn't in session. We're not just like kids who like hanging out around school.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not nerds.
But yeah, the news was there. They made us do a thing where it was like for the B-roll where a cameraman was just standing holding a steady shot and we were walking along the school's like sidewalk.
Yeah.
School wasn't in session. Yeah, they asked us to do like two or three of those.
That was the only part I made it on.
Mike, didn't you go on like some really long rant about like, I don't think it was flamingos, but I think you brought up some exotic animal.
In your interview? No wonder they didn't use it.
Wolves?
I used a lot of hyperbole. I said it was the best school in the whole world. And you know,
you were like 17.
Yeah, I don't know.
I go to the best school in the whole world.
I don't know what I was on about, but I thought I was going to make TV. And we went to a friend's house after, and I was like, everybody shut up. I'm going to be on TV.
Wait. Everybody, yeah. Because our friend was having a party that night.
Yeah, there was a party. So I was like, shut up. Like, I'm going to be on TV. And they aired the story. And my girlfriend at the time, her interview came up. And then Tappan's interview came up. And we were like, yeah, like, woo! And then they showed the B-roll of us walking. And then it ended.
It just ended.
And everyone looked at me. And I sat down on the couch, like, about to pout, directly on a remote, right in my butt. It was one of the worst days of my life.
Like, it was 35 seconds start to finish that Mike's emotions took, like, a full swing.
It was one of the worst roller coasters I've ever been on.
Yeah, it ended in physical pain.
Oh, no.
So that was sort of what I had in mind going into this softball game. I've already got the yips in softball. Like, I'm already a head case out there. Mm-hmm. And now I know, like, I'm going to be on TV trying to play softball. This isn't going to be good.
Did you put makeup on?
I didn't put any makeup on. It wouldn't have mattered because it poured, like, we just got drenched the entire game. And we got clobbered, and we got rocked. So it wasn't very good. And the story hasn't aired yet, so maybe it'll air by the time we can put it in show notes.
Mike, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How upset will you be if they show, like, the whole team, and for some reason, you're the only one where they pixelated your face?
Oh.
Like, oh, God, that would be just so rude.
You're like, what's his name? Mike Wazowski?
Wachowski? Yeah, something like that. From Monsters, Inc.
From Monsters, yeah. Inc.?
He's your namesake, Mike.
Billy Crystal?
Billy Crystal, that's you.
That's what I feel like on the team.
Hey, man, Billy Crystal made many successful baseball movies, I think.
Actually, yeah, you're right.
He loves baseball.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. My instead of for this is, Josh, have you ever been on TV?
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Never?
I've been interviewed on camera before. For like video game stuff, like Rolling Stone did a thing, and
really,
yeah, local Seattle news did. Ooh. Yeah, when I was doing PR stuff for Rock Band VR, I talked with a bunch of journalists and stuff.
That's amazing.
When you're showing that. So I don't know if I've done that. I have been on the front page of Twitch a lot of times, which is like, you know, 10,000, 20,000 plus people
for what?
Sometimes.
Yeah,
for a bunch of different things. Like, I've done a couple interviews on the Twitch stage at PAX when I was still at Amazon. We did those, like, the Evolve stream where we had...
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So...
So you've been on, like, a bunch of different screens, but you don't know if you've ever been on broadcast television.
Yeah, not sure if I've done that.
I've tried. Mike, you were with me when we went to go see the recording of Wheel of Fortune, right?
I was, yeah. Yeah.
At Navy Pier? I don't mm-hmm. think we ever got on the screen. Remember how mad that one guy got that other guy was yelling out the answers? It's like the one thing you are forbidden to do when you are watching a screening of that.
Yeah, it was sort of a prohibition against...
Also, they go in and change their clothes and come back out for the next round. But I don't think we didn't get on TV from that.
No, I tried really hard.
I've been on TV, but I don't want to tell that story at the moment. I'll tell it some other day. It's very long, but I will tell it someday. Josh, you've never been on TV?
I don't know.
Even behind someone, like I used to do this with an unnecessary frequency on Michigan Avenue, right by the river. There's like a TV station there, and along the glass wall is where they film their news. So like their anchors' backs are to the window, and so like I'll go behind there and be like, "Hey, oh."
I grew up in the suburbs. I'm like on there TV. Was like there was no local news for it. There was like a local paper, but there was no local video news.
Have you ever been on the Jumbotron?
I don't think I've been on the Jumbotron. I'm on Google Maps, Street View. Alina and I.
You're on Street View?
Yeah, we were getting. I don't know if we still are.
Dude,
this
that's
was
way
years
more
ago.
Massive, actually.
But like,
no, they saved the old versions. You can toggle versions when you're in Google Maps.
Oh, really?
You can toggle the date of the video it took. Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Alina and I. Shout out to Alina.
Shout out.
Got lunch at the Whole Foods in
Mike,
downtown
no shout
Seattle.
Out.
Oh, hey, Alina. Hi.
I just saved your ass, Mike.
Thanks.
And there were like two or three pictures as we were there.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
I've seen the Google car, but I've never actually checked. You're the kind of guy who would check.
So I've been thinking about how I can prepare to lie better.
Okay.
Prepare to lie better. I disagree with this entirely.
I don't necessarily.
So if I am running late to work and I say like, oh, I'm running late, and I really was just late getting out of the house, I'm like, oh, there's traffic. The bridge is up.
That damn bridge.
Why do you feel the need to say this?
Well, just like, I don't know, it's a better cover.
Cover for what? You work at a startup with like 8 people and 2 of them listen to this show, you idiot. Your cover's blown.
Well, I've never done it here.
Oh, really? I wonder if they'll be surprised if there's traffic one day.
But anyway, my point is that I've thought about starting to prepare ahead of time for these lies. If I'm like on a Saturday, just like walking down in downtown Fremont and the bridge is up, I might go and snap a picture of that so I can keep it in my...
Get the fuck out of here, dude. Are you kidding? All right, keep going. Sorry, I honestly was trying to stay quiet, but that...
Like, photos of traffic...
Who bankrolls excuses?
Like, you need one for every, like, different weather condition and time of day.
Mike, I have in different weather conditions
what is wrong
written
with
in
you?
My note. Yep. I
listen,
want, like,
no. What you need is to evaluate yourself, my friend. Why are you so sure you're going to screw up later?
I need, like, a flat tire. Like, there are a lot
You don't drive!
Well, my Uber got a flat tire. I don't know.
Amazing.
So, like, I don't know.
Yeah?
If you want to take a picture of you being sick when you're sick, that too. I don't know. Anyway.
You take selfies when you're sick so you can show your boss?
I don't know. Here's a selfie of me mid-vomit. I don't know.
Oh, God. Oh.
So
don't hire this man.
So I've never actually done anything like this, but I'm just like, I had the thought that this would make lying a lot more convincing if you're going to do it.
Photos?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. That's your proof.
Definitely. I get it. But like,
yeah.
Have you tried not lying to everybody?
Well, I don't lie now, but like, I'm going to need to in the future. Everybody needs to lie sometimes.
Sometimes you just have to.
Okay, what are your most recent lies?
I got a salad literally earlier today, and I asked for olive oil instead of the dressing that they had, and they gave it to me, and they said, oh, you wanted olive oil, huh? I was just like, oh, it's fine. And it wasn't fine. I came home and I took off those like top pieces of lettuce.
Okay, hang on.
And I put on my own olive oil.
Stop. If anyone wants to know what he's doing, it's clever. I'll give him that. He's trying to give you an example where it sounds like he's playing the game, but he's secretly trying to fix his image from before being a total scumbag. I was so nice, I didn't say anything, and a lie of omission about olive oil is just about the worst thing you can do.
You said, what's the last time you lied? That happened earlier today.
What's the last time you lied to, like, as an excuse or, like, to cover your tracks, or you deliberately told someone an untruth?
Hmm.
It worked on me, Josh.
Thanks, Mike. So, yeah, so my instead of... I don't know when the last time I lied is. I don't make a habit of, like, doing big lies very often.
You make a habit of preparing to lie.
I haven't done it yet. I had thought about it.
You don't have pictures of the bridge up?
No.
You don't have pictures of the bridge up?
No, I don't. That is not a lie. What happened was I was running late to work, and I thought...
Unbelievable. No. He's about to lie on the record.
No, I'm not lying. So I was running late, and I was going, and I was thinking, man, if there was a lot of traffic, then I could take a picture, and that would make me feel more justified. And that just, like, sent me down this train of thought.
No, dude, the train of thought you're on is in full reverse. You know that you done fucked up telling everyone this plan. You are going backwards at maximum speed. And you know what? I'm going to let you, because that's what a friend does. I only bust your balls for a certain extent, and then I let you try to get away with the things you've said. That's how I lie. I cover for you two idiots all the time.
So anyway, my instead of is, when is the last time that you have, like, either thought about doing this or actually done a lot of preparation for something really dumb that maybe you shouldn't have done?
Okay. Yesterday at work, we had our summer outing, and it happened to be at a ping pong bar where,
okay,
yeah, we just have...
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, me neither, but it is.
Wait, really? Josh, I'm shocked. I am truly shocked.
A ping pong bar?
Seems like, yeah, the kind of thing that you would just know about. You never heard of spin?
Spin. That was it. It was spin.
You really don't know, Josh?
No, I don't.
Wow, dude, this is what your brethren are doing. Keep up with the times.
Wait, when people do spin classes, is it
no,
this?
No, different.
Okay.
Spin,
okay,
classes are on a bicycle.
Yeah,
that
that's
doesn't
what I
move.
Thought.
Yeah. Yeah, this is ping pong. There's just like tables around and a bar. But we had a ping pong tournament for work, and I'm not sure what got into me, but I was feeling very, very confident in my ping pong skills all week.
All week?
All week.
Are you good at ping pong?
I'm not good at ping pong.
Oh,
I'm
no.
bad at ping pong.
Okay.
But I lied through my teeth. I told everyone, like, I'm going to clean up at this tournament. You guys
Why?
Have no chance.
It's, Why?
It's going to be a bloodbath out there. I said that.
You said the word bloodbath?
I said bloodbath.
At work.
At work.
In reference to your ping pong game.
In reference to my ping pong game.
And you don't know how to play ping pong. Whoa.
I don't even know the rules.
What are you doing, dude?
You don't know the rules.
Oh, I don't God. Know the rules. I figured, like, if I like pre-intimidate everybody, I'll lower their level of play to my own, and then I'll have an actual chance.
Fascinating.
What yeah. if it kind of triggered the rivalry, the competitive nature in somebody else? And yep. they trained and practiced in an attempt to bring you down.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
Like someone stood up to you?
Yeah, yeah. This guy. I'll call him Don.
What's he make you call him now that he whooped your ass on the ping pong table?
You have to call him whatever he wants. He kicked
call me
my
Don.
Ass. Yeah.
What was the score?
It was 21-4.
Four?
Yeah, the thing, like, I talked a lot of shit specifically to Don.
Oh
week.
My God.
Yeah, and like my whole...
You're like the opposite of a good strategy. That's what you are.
Yeah, like everybody came out to watch us play. It wasn't even part of the tournament. It was just like a separate grudge match.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
On the plus side, now you know that games of ping pong are played to 21.
Yeah, didn't know
that. Yeah, but the entire office knows that Mike is full of shit.
I'm saying let's look for silver linings.
Yeah, he was all business. He didn't say a word to me.
Awesome.
He didn't look me, like, he was all business, just serving away. I couldn't even return him. It was so
Mike,
embarrassing.
I'm going to Venmo you $5. You put a $5 bill on Don's desk Monday morning and say, this is from my friend as a thank you for what you did to me.
You want me to?
I want you to put a crisp fiver on his desk.
That is so much more humiliating than you just giving this guy the money.
It's very shameful.
You deserve this, Mike.
I know, man. I talked a huge game for no reason. And it, like, he actually practiced all week.
With whom?
He watched videos. Like, he was his high school champion.
You're the worst person at plans.
Yeah, no, I don't know what happened. I didn't even know how to, like, he had to teach me how to surf. He's like, you can't do that.
This is like if you went to that Hall of Famer at that softball game and said, I bet that I can hit more balls than you.
I just don't get it, Mike.
Well, you know, sometimes when you know you have no chance, I guess you would just make it worse.
Yeah. That's Socrates.
You had a chance to, like, say something inspiring there. But I guess it unraveled exactly the same as your real plan.
Yeah.
Wait, let's try something for next week. You seem to know when you're doing the wrong thing. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah.
Like, you're aware in real time, I shouldn't be talking shit to Don. I shouldn't be saying this, right?
Sometimes, right? Yeah, but when you get too deep in a lie, like, you just gotta run with it.
I know, it's attractive. I get it, you know?
Yeah.
But Mike, next week, for one of those times, just one, just don't do it and tell me how that goes.
Just don't lie.
Yeah.
About anything.
Well, no, just one thing that you knew you were about to lie about, just don't lie.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Just Josh agrees.
Tell the truth.
And he's a notorious liar. Even he thinks you need help.
Honesty. Honesty is the best policy.
Yes, that's why people say that.
That's why I wanted to take those pictures, because then there is at least truth in the photo.
Yeah, if you also show the date and time the photo was taken, then fine, show the photo.
Is it considered lying if I say, I'll be about 10 minutes late, and then just send a picture of traffic?
No context?
No context.
I guess not.
No, that's not lying.
Okay.
How much time is in between those two messages?
How much time does there need to be for it to not be a lie?
Like a couple minutes.
A couple.
60 seconds.
Yeah, okay. A minute to 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
I can handle that.
Because if you send it right after, these things are related, says I, the reader.
I don't know. I like taking pictures of traffic. Look at this nice photo I took.
You like taking pictures of traffic?
You know, you could operate like a database of late photos.
Dude, why don't you just become a traffic cop?
No. Listen, Mike just came up with a brilliant idea. That's a website idea. I could charge for access to that.
Yeah. You could go by make and model of car with flat tire. You could go different places in different cities, different conditions.
That's
a pretty good idea.
That's an app idea. 99 cents a month gets you access to our database.
Liar.
What letter can you take off of that word? Shout out to my colleague, Crystal, who had to endure this thought at work when I said it out loud.
Shout out to Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
Mike, be more enthusiastic.
Hey, Crystal. Hey, Crystal.
And say hey to Grace, too. Grace listens to the show. She'll get mad if you don't shout her out.
What up, Grace? How's it hanging?
And Josh?
Hey, Grace.
All right, great. So listen, whatever happened to the squishy thing at the bottom of keyboards?
What's
the squishy thing?
Oh, yeah. Where'd that go?
Yeah.
I don't think that was ever a part of keyboards. That was like an attach.
Like, no, I know, like I know. But like, how come people stopped using them?
An accessory.
Because now people have ergonomic desks.
Are you sure that our wrists haven't gotten stronger? You think people have ergonomic desks? I sit at a table that's just a bunch of 2x4s.
But you have a nice chair, or you should.
That's true.
I it seems fine. I put a back pillow on it because I hurt my back.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not trying to list grievances at the moment. but here was my thought. If you could have a new way to type with comfort, what would it be?
To type.
People had those squishy things there because it made life a little bit more relaxed and oftentimes a little bit colder because for some reason those things didn't hold heat well.
Yeah.
And it was always nice on the bottom of your palm.
I got one.
You have one?
Already.
At work?
No. I'm saying I have an idea.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to insert my fingers into these like five rings.
Five rings.
That are connected by like marionette strings.
Oh.
So when I'm not typing, my hands just kind of like lie there. If I'm reading a document or something, my hands are just kind of like floating in midair. Okay.
Do that with both your hands right now and stand up for a second.
I can't because I'm like holding the microphone.
Just do it.
Okay.
Stand up.
Why am I standing up?
Now put your hands out just like you think and now just relax them. What do you think you look like right now? Is this a popular pose for a Mr. Frankenstein?
Oh, I was thinking zombie.
Monster, I guess. Sorry. Or a zombie.
Yeah.
You look like a zombie.
I'm not doing it standing up, though.
Is it going to be sitting in your hands or is it going to be hanging in midair?
It's the same position that I would be in a normal keyboard.
But higher.
No, not really. Like maybe an inch higher.
Anyway. I don't get it. Your fingers are just slightly above the keyboard?
Yeah. So
here, you have the keyboard in front of you.
Just hanging out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like basically hanging like an inch above the keyboard with like a ring on each finger on each hand.
Where is the apparatus?
It's just above the monitor.
It's just above the... Okay. Does it go like in a square around your computer? What are the rings hanging from?
They're hanging from like little crisscross balsa wood like marionette strings.
Okay. And can you see your monitor through this like apparatus as your...
Yeah, it's like fishing wire. Like it's so thin.
Okay, great. Got it.
And so when you type, you're like pulling down one of those strings.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And...
Does it make a noise?
Does
your whole body move like a puppet would?
It has the option on the control box, which is up connected to the balsa
wood. It's electronic?
Well, yeah. How else are you going to be able to type on this thing?
I don't know. I don't think they controlled puppets with batteries before.
Well, they were inspired by old puppet technology, and now they're using it in a whole new way.
Got it. This is the most hipster company I've ever heard of in my whole life.
So, anyway, in the control box, you can flip a little switch if you want sound effects or not, kind of like on your phone. You can have key sounds or not.
Okay. I mean, that was certainly... a hell of an interesting answer. I got to give you that.
It's got to be good for carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
Mike, what's your interesting, better way to type?
Okay. So you picture two grapefruits.
Got them.
You've got two grapefruits.
And I'm picturing them in my hands.
Yes.
Like in my palms, palm face up?
Palm face down.
Not trying to be sexual or anything. Palm face down?
Yeah.
So you're like palming this grapefruit.
Or even a basketball. Volleyball.
You're palming a basketball. You're palming a basketball.
Yo, do you know those things are different sized?
Yeah. Okay.
People use them as different examples of sizes.
We're sticking with volleyball size.
Fine. I'm holding a volleyball.
Imagine they're made of like this sleek stainless steel metal.
It slipped out of my hands. How can I hold a volleyball that's made out of stainless steel?
The palm indent and your fingers go in kind of like a bowling ball.
Okay.
Except in. All five. Yeah.
Inserted.
Now, yeah.
Do you need to get fitted for these things?
You do. They're very custom. But you see, you just like mush your fingers in there while it's still soft and then it molds around your hand. Anyway.
So it's... Wait. Hang on, dude.
You
said stainless steel and soft, so you're smushing your fingers in when it's molten steel?
He's reverse making the Terminator.
All right, fine. It's like rubber, but it's like coated. It's covered. It's whatever. It's cool and future looking. Okay.
Okay.
It's got a nice weight to it. You put your fingers in, and then, like, based on the gestures you do, like, with your hands, you type different stuff, but you can walk around and you just have these balls. And when you, like, click them together, and that, like, opens a screen in between them. Yeah. So there's a
no place like
screen.
Home.
Yeah.
So you're expecting a ton of other huge innovations to come at the same time as this thing, right?
Yeah, to support my keyboard.
Initiative. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, do you guys remember back in the days of like regular Xbox when those controllers came out that had little fans in them that like...
Yeah.
Like cool. I wouldn't mind a keyboard like that, to be honest with you. Little fans.
Blow some air on your hands.
Tiny little breeze while I'm typing my reports. Yeah. Feels like I'm working at the beach.
You get sweaty fingers?
I don't get sweaty fingers, but imagine, Mike, even on like a 72 degree day when you're not sweating and that nice, like perfect wind comes by. Isn't it just a good feeling?
That would be good. Maybe it could put out a little coconut smell or like something to remind you of the beach.
It could always be summer at work.
That's a good idea.
Flowboard, keyboard flow, we need a name. That's all we do on this show is name products.
Yeah.
Okay. How about
just my type?
Just my type. I like it, but come on, that sounds like a dating thing. Or a blood type thing.
Maybe, yeah, it's a dating app that you match people by their typing words per minute.
I don't think I would ever be able to keep up with like the fast typing ladies.
How many you got?
I don't know how fast I type. All I know is how fast I type the alphabet because there was a game like that once and I did in like 4 seconds.
What? You typed the alphabet in 4 seconds?
Mike, we used to like send screenshots to each other of how fast we did it. Maybe it was like 8 seconds.
I must not have been very good at it.
No, you were great.
Oh, cool. Good for me. Thanks for remembering that.
There was at least like 4 hours of your existence on this earth that you spent trying to type the alphabet in order as fast as you could.
I'm going to do that as soon as we're done.
No, you already have done that.
I want to see what I'm up to now.
Thanks for listening. It is a big day for us because this is actually our 1 year anniversary.
Oh my God.
It is?
What? Why didn't you say anything during the show?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
We'll make you record the credits later. This will be the post credits.
No, this is like, this will be everything all at once. Thanks for listening. Give us reviews and we're on like Twitter and the internet and stuff. You guys didn't know it was a year?
No. I thought it was coming up. I thought it was going to be like on the 4th of July. I thought we released it on like Independence Day. Well, I don't know why. I just thought it was like coincidentally symbolic.
No, we're releasing on Thursdays now because you guys take a long time to
do your parts. We take a long time. All right, listen, we're also on Spotify and what are the other ones? Apple Podcasts?
Yeah.
Google Play. Yeah, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, Mike, do you remember a long time ago we talked about what we would do on the 1 year show?
No.
Well, I'm going to remind you real quick. Okay, so for anyone listening, all of the show, like any part of it that's hard, Josh does all of that. So like for real, a huge thank you to Josh. I know I shit on you a lot, but like this show is impossible without Josh. So kudos to you, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely.
Well earned. I mean that in full sincerity. And now I'm going to go back to making fun of you just like always. But actually, first, I was going to... Here's what I was going to ask for my post credits. Since Mike's in Chicago, I was going to be like, hey, Josh, what do you want to do after the show?
Oh.
Sorry, Mike.
Do you guys have plans?
Want to go see a movie?
We could. We live in the same city.
You guys... Yeah. Are you going to go to the movies?
Yeah. Hey, Mike, wait, actually, I can break news. It's the 1 year thing. Mike, soon we can go to the movies. I'm going to move back to Chicago
soon,
in August.
Yeah, soon we can go to the movies whenever we want.
Oh, Josh, I'm leaving.
Well,
oh. Oh, no. I'm kidding. Josh knows. But anyway,
wait,
I'm
you're
leaving
kidding.
In
you're
August.
Not leaving?
I'm definitely leaving. I have to go back. Where's the sunshine in the city? It's June.
It's right here, it's right outside.
Everything is gray. Anyway,
you are lying. There is no photographic proof. This is an audio show. The sun is shining.
I'm going to take a picture real quick.
I swear to God, if you took a picture of the gray last week and you're going to use this.
I am not like that.
Liar.
Anyway, happy 1 year, boys. We did it.
We did it.
Happy 1 year. Thanks, Josh.
High fives all around.
Thanks, Tavin.
Here. Claps. Let's high five.
We'll high five for real, and then Mike, I'll high five. You just high fived yourself. That's a good one.
Clap.
Yeah.
You know, and as my brother says, the real crowning achievement of this show is that we manage to do it every week. So let's keep doing it.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.